Earlier this month, U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood announced $15 million to help American Indian and Alaska Native tribal governments invest in public transit. More than a million of that money will go to nine tribal organizations in Alaska. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has the story.
Peter Rogoff is an administrator with the Federal Transit Administration. He says the money is intended to help improve access to employment centers and to promote economic development on tribal lands.
We have tribes and native villages that really have access issues for senior citizens to get to medical appointments, in addition to just getting to school or getting to work. So it's in part about economic development. It's also in part about meeting basic needs for members of the village who are putting a great strain on their family members or their neighbors to get them to where they need to go.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood announced the awards on December 1st. The FTA is providing grants in 25 states for 67 separate projects. In Alaska, the FTA awarded $1.14 million to tribal organizations. Projects will focus on maintaining existing transit operations during the economic downturn and enhancing services for seniors and people with disabilities. In addition, some grants will be used to plan or launch new bus, van, and commuter service in rural communities that have never been served by public transit before. Tribal organizations receiving the awards in Alaska include the Bristol Bay Native Association, the Native Village of Kobuk, the Noatak Public Transit Program, the Norvik Native Community of Alaska, the Gulkana Village, the Kinik Tribal Council, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, the Tetlin Village, and the Venati Village Council of Alaska. Rogoff says Alaska's geography means projects will take many forms.
Many of these villages are in roadless communities, and they have unique needs in terms of transporting people some very long distances. And that calls for a different mix of services and sometimes a different funding profile from run-of-the-mill transit services in the lower 48.
Rogoff says in rural Alaska, tribal organizations are considering traditional bus and shuttle transport as well as creative solutions that could include taxi and air transport. Tribal organizations should begin receiving the funds in early 2012. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.